guys doing on this beautiful Sunday? It is beautiful, I will say that. It's your girl, Mitra B. Mercury retrograde, leave me alone. It's your girl, Mitra B, checking in, you guys. Here at the Beloved House, here at the Beloved's Kitchen, there's so many different things happening in my life right now. Excuse me. There's so many different things happening right now, and I am keeping up. But it's taken a lot for me to keep up. And that's not a bad thing. It's not that I'm feeling like I'm about to drown. It's just taking a lot of my energy. And that's okay, because this is what I manifested. This is what I've been preparing for. This is what I am ready for. And I just wanted to reach out and touch bases with you guys today. And I pray everybody is in a better place than they were yesterday. I want to say a few things. I am going to soon begin a Patreon, and I have something called Air Meet, and I have Zoom, but I want to connect with some of you guys, a lot of you guys, or whomever is willing, on a deeper level and a more personal level. I would like to hear from you guys, and on this platform, I don't really get a chance to hear from you guys like I want to. So I just, first of all, want to thank you all who listen to me, who take the time out to give me a little bit of your attention, and I pray that anything that I say has been helpful, and it obviously is, because the numbers speak for themselves. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for those that support me, those that genuinely love me. What I wanted to talk about today was some of the feelings that I was having, and I feel as though some of you may be having some of the same feelings. I just feel this separation. I feel a separation. And separation is not necessarily a bad thing, although when we get in our feels, it can feel that way because it brings about emotions. But I can feel the separating, even if it's just for a moment, a little while. And it's different, because I'm moving into the next level of my life. So it doesn't affect me the same way, but at the same time, it does. It depends on what is it that I'm separating from, and who, and for how long, and things of that nature. But it looks like a tearing in a piece of cloth, like a not a cheesecloth, but a real piece of thin veil. It puts me in the mind of like linen material, but it's very thin. You can see the nice little white, because I'm thinking about a piece of white veil, linen, but it's thin, and you can see the white cracks, the white veins in it. And it's not necessarily to where you can't see what's on the other side. You can see it, but you can't. And I feel just this tearing in the middle. And I'm not sure. And in that tearing, I believe, is the separation. Because we're being separated from certain people, certain thought patterns, certain behaviors, certain aspects of life, careers, homes, families, to be honest, and even in death. I, for one, have experienced death this past week or so, well, last week, 2 weeks maybe, on April 29th, not only did I celebrate my godson/nephew's first birthday, but I also lost my uncle Toby Lee Bass and Wright. And that was part of that separating. It was totally unexpected, and it did not feel good. But I also have learned on this journey that in these separations, in these endings, in these deaths, there is also rebirth, new beginnings, new starts. And it's in a new place, so it's not very comfortable at first. And I think I talked about, I want to talk about this on one of my other segments. It's not very comfortable. Walking into a new place isn't very comfortable, you guys. And I think that's something that we all got to just come to terms with. And that doesn't mean that we're always as off center as we may feel walking in, because it's unfamiliar. But this is a time for us to keep moving. Allow what is happening to happen. It is for your good. It is Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. This is you. This is us. We walking into our purposes in this life. And some of us, it's, you know, we have some of the same gifts. Some of us, we have different gifts, unique gifts. And some of us, you know, we're not very sure of those gifts just yet. And I look forward to helping some of us walk into those gifts, because I too am still discovering new gifts, gifts that's been buried inside of me, gifts that I used to be more aware of when I was a little girl, when I had more hope, when I wasn't so tinged by the fires of walking this earth, walking through life, because you can get tinged by walking through this fire, because it can be fire for some of us. Not all of us, maybe, you know, for each his own. You know, somebody may describe it differently. But what I'm saying is we're coming out and going in at the same time. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. It is okay. You are all right. It feels shaky. It's definitely unfamiliar. And you're not sure, but it's okay. Because if you're not sure of nothing else, be sure of what's been given to you. Be sure of the gifts that work inside of you. Even if you don't know what they are just yet, you feel something that is there, because the regular smegula, it just doesn't work for you. And it hasn't been working for you, because there's something else that's trying to come up out of you. And I know this because I've experienced this on my own. And it was even harder trying to explain it to my mother. You know, when you come up, when I did, you got a mother that's, you know, she wants you to maintain a job. And you know, that's what you're supposed to do too. You know, I went to business school. So, you know, that was me. But it's just with the jobs, it was just like, man, I can't keep working for somebody else. This just doesn't feel good. I'd rather do this for myself. So I learned along the way and took what I learned along with me. And it's a lot of people that have learned some things, where you've been, what you're being separated from, that you're going to have to take with you into this new place that you're going, because you have it. That's what all of that was about. That's what you was doing. Even when you didn't know what you was doing and you thought you were just messing up. I'm here to tell you, no, you was being prepared for a time such as this. You were being prepared. We were being prepared. So allow the separation, because it's for your good. So whatever happens, understand that even if it's for a moment, even if it's permanently, it's okay. I'm wanting to tell you, it's okay. It is okay. Because it broke my heart to have to release my uncle, but I did it. And it's a process, because I still think about him and I still love him, and I know what he lived like, and I know what some of the things that happened in his life that, you know, that touches my heart, to where he had to leave here before certain things were kind of meshed out. But I'm grateful, because now he's in a place where he can do even more for not just himself, but those he truly loves. And I feel like that with what I just said, there was something in there for somebody else. I'm not sure exactly what part it was, but I just felt as I ended that last sentence that there was something in there for somebody else. I want to read the poem that I put in this program that I signed his name to. And when I wrote this poem, of course, I don't know, I do my best work sometimes at the last minute, but it was one of the last things I did, and I'm glad. But just to share this with you guys, the name of this is "Don't Think of Me as Gone." Don't think of me as gone. As long as my soul existed, you'll never be alone. And in your heart, I always have a home. In life, we ride a series of waves, of ups and downs, ins and outs, leaps and bounds, holding on, praying not to drown. And sometimes we do. And like waves, we don't die. Just look around. You can hear me in his voice, her tear, his smile, their song, your memory, and even a frown. The waves return to the ocean and our bodies to the earth. Don't think of me as gone. Death isn't an end. It is merely a rebirth. The start of a new. Like in life, we die daily to the old you. Don't think of me as gone. 'Cause now I sit with, fight for, and exist within all of you. Toby Lee. I love you guys. I pray that everyone can get in a place of peace and understand that everything that is happening is for your good and you are okay. In a minute, you guys, this is your girl, Meet Your B, signing off. Peace.